A lot of kids have the day off from school today, thanks to a huge winter storm in the Middle West. A foot of snow fell on Kansas City, one of the worst storms in the city's history. That city declared a state of emergency, as did several others in the region. Frank Morris of member station KCUR reports.
The storm hit hard right before morning rush hour, with wind, muffled thunder, and lightning diffused through a sky that seemed almost saturated with snow. By mid-morning, thick white streets had snared hundreds of vehicles. In parts of Kansas City, stuck cars, trucks, and buses rendered the streets impassable to snowplows.
Oh, man, it's rough out here.
Seth Jones had to step down from his big orange dump truck with a huge blade out front to push cars by hand.
Because I can't get through because the bus in the way and because cars in the way.
The storm triggered dozens and dozens of accidents in Iowa, Nebraska, Oklahoma, and Missouri, and shut down a 200-mile stretch of I-70. School districts across the plains called off classes. All kinds of companies, stores, and restaurants closed up, too. Jimmy Jackson leaned into the wind, plodding up a street littered with vehicles, the smell of burning clutches in the air. Jackson had started his futile commute 2 hours earlier.
I went to work. Dave's closed. So I'm on my way back to the house now. I was going to ride the buses, but the buses can't make it nowhere neither.
The storm rendered airplanes even more useless than buses. Airports canceled more than 500 commercial flights in Kansas City and St. Louis alone. But not everyone was suffering.
Whiners.
Eric Neal runs a dairy farm south of Kansas City.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy about this. You know, it's a bugger to work in. It sure is.
No snow day for Neil. It's his busiest time of year, with 80 calves due to be born this week. A foot of snow doesn't make that work any easier, but for Neil, it sure beats the drought that baked his pastures last summer.
I mean, I couldn't grow anything. There was nothing there. And now, I got all this snow that's going to melt, make some really tasty grass next year.
That's taking the long view. For now, the plains are seriously socked in. The snow kept coming last night, and more is in the forecast. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.
Whether you snowed in or moving about on this Friday morning, we're glad you've joined us on your public radio station. You can continue following us throughout the day on social media. You can find us on Facebook. You can also find this program on Twitter, among other places, at Morning Edition and at NPR InScape.